And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And a gate was opened to heaven, and the streets were that of pure gold, and the city walls were fashioned with rare jewels and precious stones. And there appeared a throne made of emerald, which sat the One. And there was glory and honor and praises to the One. And crowns and trophies were cast before the throne. And He who created all things was worshipped forever and ever. I kiss you once again, as you gently fall asleep. Another day upon our life, in the autumn of our dreams. Thoughts so long ago, about our future yet to be. As our children ran and played, in the springtime of their dreams. Summers will come and go, between the flowers and the snow. Like the light begins the day, our love has always stayed. But now I'm growing old, as you can plainly see. Each fallen graying hair, like the leaves in autumn's breeze. If I close my eyes again, would you promise me to see the spring upon your face, in the autumn of my dreams? Now our days are growing short, as the winter chill blows near. Turns another page of life, past the autumn of our years. So I kiss you once again, as you gently fall asleep. Within our hearts, we'll find the autumn of our dreams.
Thank you.
I'm the king. Bow down to me. I'm the king, so kiss my ring. I'm the king, come worship me. I'm the king of everything. I'm the king, come follow me. I'm the king for all to see. I'm the king, you play my game. I'm the king, so pray my name. Rust and decay. I'm the king of night and day. I'm the king of disease in your veins. I'm the king of the causes of pain. I'm the king of the stains you see. I'm the king of the hate in me. I'm the king of tears in the night. I'm the king of all the dirt in life. King of the fate you fear. I'm the king of the death so near. I'm the king of the lonely years. I'm the king for all to see. I'm the king, and you pray to me. I'm the king of this rusted ring. I'm the king death I bring. Come follow me. I'm the king for the world to see. I'm the king of all you crave. I'm the king, you're my slave. I'm the king, look into my eyes. I'm the king, I'll tell you lies. I'm the king of earthly pleasures. I'm the king of your deepest treasures. You'll never know my real name, and you'll never guess at my real game. You'll never know I was to blame, 'cause darkness blinds to keep you insane. Never in your wildest dreams of fantasies and gypsy queens, for the curse of hell you live today, and eternity is the price you pay. It started out as a regular Saturday morning. Neighborhood children playing hide and seek, some playing frisbee at the corner park. Shades of blue and white puffy clouds graced the sky. A perfect Saturday morning. I decided to take the charger to work and flex its muscles, and I hit the parkway. After all, the cops usually don't patrol that heavy on weekends. Living in the suburbs sometimes adds time to my morning commute due to the busy rush hour, but today traffic seemed unusually light around 8:30 a.m. I got to the city and parked the car at Billy's Garage at 4th and Madison. I stopped by the donut shop on the corner of Madison and Jefferson to pick up coffee on the way to the office. I thought it would be a casual Saturday to catch up on some overdue paperwork and hopefully get out by noon to have lunch at Brandy's Pub with my wife. I arrived at the building entrance around 9:20 and began walking up the ramp toward building A4 where the office complexes are located. The ramp spans about 35 feet with floor-to-ceiling windows facing east. When I was lucky enough to arrive early, I sometimes would stop midway on the ramp to catch the early morning sunrise. Our facility was planned with the offices facing the gardens at City Park, which connects to Jones Lake. Well, they call it a lake, more like a large pond. The local chapter of Angler USA keeps it well stocked for the locals during the warmer months. Our city is about 22 miles southwest of Newport. News the previous day reported a code red alert for major cities along the eastern seaboard and western parts of the country. This seemed like the new norm and people just got used to it and carried on with their normal activities. I guess the daily grind and everyday stress makes us numb to the what-ifs and could-bes. That Saturday, it wasn't just one, but 5 cities were taken out. 3 on the East Coast, 1 on the West Coast, and 1 in Minnesota. For some reason, the Midwest wasn't warned in advance. Probably wouldn't done much good. Most people would have ignored the warning anyway. Lucky for us, these were low-yield devices, and even though our city received some damage, we came through it okay. Power's down and martial law's in effect, but for the past 2 days our town's people are coming together and sharing water and supplies. Being southwest of the blast center, we were spared the radiation fallout, but a few of us did suffer minor injuries. We hear of riots, looting, and shortages of medical supplies in Newport. Red Cross emergency tents are overloaded with people suffering burns and radiation sickness. We hear the government is trying to trace the origin of the devices. We also heard there was one in LA and one in Dallas that didn't trigger. I guess they got lucky. This time.
See, the great white horse runs so free, thunderous sounds come to be, with bow and crown, he spreads his wings. See, the great red horse, with the sword to bring, death in war, no peace to be, left on earth, for us to see. Come and see, come and see. The great black horse of the famine to be, wheat and barley, now scarce to see, measured on scales to balance the feed. wild green horse that spreads disease, death and hell in its shadow to see. A fourth of earth will cease to be.
I see it in the children. I hear it in their screams. The fear upon their faces. The nightmares in their dreams. The fortune gypsy tells us. The future days are cast upon the seas of destiny. As we breathe the dust of death. Finger of God points down on us. To guide us through the flesh. As cities burn among the fields, near the highways of our past. Walk me down that highway, to the past I never seen, down the dark long lonesome road, where fields had grass of green. Children have no future, no hopes, no wishes to be, caught between the lies and hate, that steal their every dream.
Mommy, what's wrong? Why is it so dark? Mommy, why don't you answer me? Please somebody help me. Mommy's sick. Where's Daddy? Mommy, don't leave me. Please, Mommy, don't leave me.
Nuclear winter's growing near. The fire demon has no tears. Time has come for us to fear the face of death of ancient years. World War I, then World War II. Wormwood fell, so bitter the news. Shorten our days to help a few. The gulf's ablaze with fires anew. Death to earth, death to man. Fires of hell scorch the sand. No one knows where we stand, in what's left of an unholy land. Tell me truth, tell me lies. The fortune teller has smoke-filled eyes. No one knows, it's all a disguise. Been that way as years go by. Call me crazy, call me sane. As I stand in the falling rain. Rain of fire, rain of pain. Ashes and dust of a world insane.